Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the entire nation looks forward, I guess that's the word, to the debate tonight. Though, I have a great deal of confidence that this will be a substantive debate, that it will be high-minded, it will be about the issues that matter to Americans, how we put an end to the coronavirus pandemic, how we repair the economic damage that has been done by that pandemic, and how we bring the country together, how we restore the economy, how we support national security. All of that, of course, should be discussed, but the one thing that obviously is going to at least clearly dominate the Trump approach to the debate is the attack on Joe Biden and his association with his son Hunter in an energy company that Joe Biden became involved in after he left the vice presidency. This was in 2017. It's just been announced by the Trump campaign. It's being reported on Fox that Tony Bobulinski will be there at the debate tonight. I assume he'll be wearing a mask. All of the people in the audience are supposed to be wearing a mask. That, according to the rules set by Westmont College, which is the Christian college in Nashville, Tennessee, where the debate is being held, the idea is that President Trump will point to Tony Bobulinski in the audience, who was part of this deal for Sinohawk Energy Company, together with Hunter Biden, and with indications by one of the emails that have been released that were found on that disputed laptop, that that some of the money from this company would go to the big guy, meaning Joe Biden. There are also reports that President Trump may try to annoy the former vice president by referring to him as big guy several times. And not that Biden is small, he's 6 feet. He's not as tall as Trump. But I don't know. At this point in the campaign, and a part of what they're saying in Newsweek, at least, is that the planned Biden response will be to bring up what hasn't been brought up at all in debates before, which is President Trump's secret Chinese bank account, where, according to the New York Times, Trump International Hotels Management, LLC, maintains a bank account in China, and the president's company paid nearly $190,000 in taxes to China recently, between 2013-2015, when he wasn't paying anything like that in taxes to the United States of America. Look, it's all difficult, and it's I certainly hope that the debate actually stays as much as possible on issues, but in a close campaign where both sides are trying to go those extra few yards up to the goal line and actually win those crucial close swing states, who knows? I know there's a broad, widespread belief on the Republican side that President Trump, if he does focus on Hunter Biden, will not be helping himself. I think that's probably true, and I also assume that the Biden campaign has prepared some kind of response. Let me respond to something else, which is an item from the popular culture, which is a little bit sad. is for the first time in more than 60 years, we're not going to be seeing the Charlie Brown Christmas special or the Charlie Brown Halloween special or the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special on broadcast TV. CBS News is reporting that Peanuts are headed to Apple TV+. Each year, local stations announce the much-anticipated air dates of the iconic Charlie Brown Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas specials. The trifecta of animated classics is aired on ABC for the past 20 years, according to Vulture. Before that, they aired on CBS, but for 60 years, generally, on local stations through the networks. Families can still continue the tradition of watching Charlie Brown around the holidays, but it will be a bit different this year. Apple TV Plus announced this week it's made a deal with Peanuts Worldwide, and a rep for Apple confirmed the specials will only be available on Apple TV Plus. And, okay, a lot of people have Apple TV Plus, and good for you. That means you'll be able to watch the Charlie Brown special. But if you just listen to just a brief clip from what the Christmas special sounds like or sounded like, if we can go to that, Jeremy.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Okay, I know that that may be, and there's the iconic music, of course, which we also use, from Vince Gilardi. This has been one of those traditions that's unified Americans. It's like saying you could no longer watch It's a Wonderful Life. You could no longer watch Miracle at 34th Street. Again, yeah, this is one of those things. I know one of his campaign promises, and he has claimed credit for it, is that President Trump was going to bring back Christmas. Maybe you can speak to the people at Apple Plus TV about bringing back, at least for one particular broadcast, the Peanuts holiday specials. Because it's one of those declining number of opportunities we have for Americans to feel good and to feel united. Now, the other media story is the opposite. It's not an opportunity to feel good and feel united. It has to do with Sacha Baron Cohen's new movie, Borat Subsequent Movie Film. I think the way Borat says it is he says Borat Subsequent Movie Film. And the movie, which we're going to review tomorrow, I certainly don't want to break embargo, has already produced controversy because one of its most unbelievable scenes features Rudy Giuliani. And it's the real Rudy Giuliani. He's commented on this. And the difficulty here with this film and it is that it has become, like everything else, a partisan issue right now. And it's one of those things that I do believe there are people on the left and on the right who have talked about this regarding the Supreme Court. If we could somehow agree on some reforms that do not include adding justices, because that will only make it worse, that take a little bit of the partisan politics out of the court, and allow the court to continue to flourish as a constitutional institution, that would be worthwhile. And we will get to that and more, including some comments by Borat himself. That are somewhat relevant to this controversy, coming up on the Medved Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Borat versus Rudy controversy has moved into high gear with the new Sacha Baron Cohen film, Borat's subsequent music movie film. It's released tomorrow, and we will review it. I've seen the whole thing, and yes, the sequence with Rudy Giuliani is difficult to watch. Sacha Baron Cohen appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's show in character, and one of the things that I find problematic about the movie is a lot of its humor, particularly toward the end of the film, has to do with the coronavirus. And the coronavirus, with 220,000 of our fellow citizens dead and many more to come, and news everywhere suggesting that the cases and the serious illness and the suffering and the economic cost are only going up this fall, I just don't find that there's a lot of humor in the coronavirus. This is the way that Sacha Baron Cohen, in character as Borat, sounded on the Jimmy Kimmel show. That's clip 12A.
What have you in that canister, Borat?
I have very grave news.
Oh.
Kazakhstan intelligence services have made discovery this morning that there is a virus.
Oh.
It come from a place called Wuhan.
Oh.
Which is in Israel. Yes. No surprise. They are spreading everything.
Oh, no. You're saying...
Do not worry.
An Israeli virus? Are you talking about the coronavirus?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. The humor here is, for people who have seen the first film, Sacha Baron Cohen suggests that that the whole nature of Kazakh culture is to be deeply anti-Semitic, which, by the way, isn't actually true. He also does something remarkable in this film that I don't know if all the reviewers will catch. They should. He has a fictional head of state in Kazakhstan who appears as a character named Nazarbayev. Now, it just so happens that the former prime minister, current, I think his title is president, but he's the big guy. He's the guy who runs Kazakhstan. His name is Nursultan Nazarbayev. He has for 30 years. And I'm sure he'll be thrilled about this film coming out with him being portrayed as a disgusting thug. But here is Sky News talking about Rudy Giuliani and his role in Borat's film. Listen.
Mr. Giuliani was fooled into meeting with the 24-year-old actress Maria Bakalova, who is playing Borat's daughter and posing as a conservative TV journalist. The former mayor of New York City then met the actress in a hotel room after a fake interview, but things soon take an extremely awkward turn when the 76-year-old begins to hold her hands, compliment her looks, and follow her to the bedroom. After she removes his mic, he is seen reclining on a bed and putting his hands down his pants, only to be interrupted by Cohen's Borat character. Thankfully, the pair were interrupted when Borat came bursting into the room and said, "She's 15, she's too old for you." However, Mr. Giuliani and his team have repeatedly claimed he actually foiled the entire incident and that he didn't recognize Cohen at first and even called the police after he entered the room. Trump's lawyer took to Twitter today slamming Cohen and his film, saying, "The Borat video is a complete fabrication. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment. At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate."
Okay, people will judge for themselves when they see the film. It's and look, there's no question that Rudy was lured into this. One of the things you can see is that Maria Bakalova, who plays Borat's daughter, is constantly putting her hand on Rudy's knee during their interview. So he obviously assumed that this 24-year-old was coming on to him. Why he allowed any of this to be filmed, and he did, and agreed to it. And when Borat appears, he's in drag wearing pink lingerie. It's not the entire thing is not what America's mayor wants. Certainly not right now, when there's enough controversy involving his role in the Hunter Biden laptops. Look, it's one of those things, and I also, let me talk now about the Jeffrey Toobin thing for a while. It doesn't matter whether the person is a well-known, well-identified liberal like Jeffrey Toobin, or a conservative hero and a close ally of President Trump like Mayor Giuliani. There's something just incredibly sad, and it seems to me destructive, about taking joy in other people's public humiliation. And that's not to say that Giuliani was a fool not to watch himself when he was on camera when sitting down with a 24-year-old. And yes, 24-year-old attractive Bulgarian actress, this Maria Bakalova, who plays Borat's daughter. And that's not to say that Jeffrey Toobin, who was involved in a Zoom call where he assumed people could not see him below the shoulders, but they did, that's defensible. It's not defensible. It's reprehensible. However, one of the problems in our country right now is that we're at this state where just everything is political, and anything that you want to try against your opponent, somebody who's on the other side, I mean, the harshest words and the greatest humiliations, it's all seen as part of the game. This might be part of the impact of the internet, but it's also impacted the American flag. There's Vanity Fair has a headline, F your feelings in Trump's America, the partisan battle flag is the new stars and stripes. And there's a long article in The New Yorker, as most of the articles in The New Yorker are, the changing meaning of the American flag, and they say under Trump. And it talks about this poor guy who's a Vietnam veteran in his 70s, and it says that he's been flying flags for the past 48 years, and he doesn't understand why now he has a flag that he flies from his car, and people flip him the finger and curse when they see him flying an American flag. What is that? Shouldn't the flag represent at least one thing that still unites us? We will be talking about a figure who should unite us, Abraham Lincoln. Fascinating new book comparing Abraham Lincoln to somebody else who became a hero to many Americans, but maybe shouldn't be, John Brown. We'll be speaking to historian H.W. Brands coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. In the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, H.W. Brands of the University of Texas is one of my favorite historians. He's joined us on the show before, and his new book is a must-read. And it's a must-read not just because of its insight into our history, but because of its profound relevance to the present. The book is called The Zealot and the Emancipator, and it's about John Brown and Abraham Lincoln, and the struggle for American freedom. That's the subtitle. The book's posted at michaelmedved.com. Professor Brands, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be back.
You would agree, I assume, that your current book, has some profound relevance to this moment in history, doesn't it?
I think it does. Although I set out writing the book long before this particular moment, but I deal with what I consider to be a timeless question for any citizen of a republic, a democracy. What do you do when you are convinced that your government or your society is engaged in something that is seriously wrong? What do you do about it? And the serious wrong that I discuss in my book is slavery. John Brown and Abraham Lincoln agreed that slavery was a great evil. It was bad policy. It was bad for the slaves. It was bad for white people. It was bad for everybody. And it should end. But they disagreed dramatically. They disagreed violently over what to do about it, how to move toward the end of slavery. And, yeah, we're dealing with issues like that. There are plenty of people today who are convinced that certain aspects of our status quo are simply wrong. But what do you do? John Brown, again, talking about slavery, John Brown embraced violence. Abraham Lincoln believed that the political avenue was the appropriate and the only permanently effective way to go. And so what I describe is the interplay between these two points of view, these two positions, these two men and their careers.
And one of the things that people be reminded of is when John Brown embraced violence, it was not just his infamous raid with 21 people accompanying him on the federal armory at Harper's Ferry, Virginia. It's now West Virginia. But it was also his previous murders of people who weren't even slave owners themselves, but they were supporters of slavery in Kansas. Can you explain to folks?
Yes. So this is part of the John Brown story that John Brown's many admirers have a hard time dealing with. And frankly, there's no way of squaring this circle, really. John Brown.
No, it's evil. It's
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. So John Brown went to Kansas when it was a territory in the mid-1850s. And it was a territory opened up under the principle of popular sovereignty. The idea is that slaveholders could bring their slaves and opponents of slavery could come to Kansas. And they would all just come and fill up the place. And then when Kansas Territory had enough people to make a state, they'd write a constitution. At that point, they would decide between having a free state or a slave state. Well, what this did was to invite a competition, a race to Kansas, to see who could fill Kansas up. And by this time, the political and rhetorical debate between the pro-slavery side and the anti-slavery side had become quite embittered. And now it became a physical race, a physical debate, a combat. In fact, it became a combat. There was a small-scale civil war that started in Kansas Territory. And John Brown joined on the anti-slavery side. And amid the violence in Kansas, John Brown led a small band of his followers, including a couple of his adult sons, who in the middle of one night grabbed five pro-slavery settlers in Kansas, dragged them out of their beds, and hacked them to death with broadswords. And it was an act of political violence. Today, we would call it terrorism, because the point was to make a political statement to tell those advocates of slavery who were coming to Kansas, if you come here, your life will not be safe.
And there wasn't a single slave who was actually liberated by this act of murder.
Well, that's one of the great ironies of John Brown's career. Exactly. So, and it's one of the things that there are ironies that abound in this story, because John Brown decided to wage war to free the slaves. But the slaves that he was trying to distribute weapons to and get them to rise up for their own freedom realized that this was a suicide mission, and he couldn't get any to join of their own volition. So his attempt to start a war was an utter fiasco, an utter failure, and wound up with his execution.
Lincoln, in your book, you emphasize, has a very different approach. What was it about Lincoln's approach, aside from the man's unquestioned and unrivaled genius, what was it about Lincoln's approach that worked better?
Lincoln conceded nothing to John Brown in philosophical opposition to slavery, but he differed dramatically in the most appropriate and effective way to go about it. Lincoln revered the Constitution. Lincoln believed that the Constitution was the guarantor of all American liberties, and it ultimately would be the guarantor of liberty to the slaves. But it wasn't yet. The Constitution, as interpreted in those days, guaranteed to each state the right to opt for itself, for or against slavery. And northern states, by the 1850s, had opted against. But the Constitution still said that Virginia and Georgia and the Carolinas, if they wanted to keep slavery forever, they could. Lincoln thought that the answer to slavery was changing the minds of the slaveholders and doing it by political means. Lincoln became a leader of the new anti-slavery Republican Party. He ran for president of the United States. He won on a platform not opposing slavery, or more precisely, not disputing the legitimacy of slavery in the states where it existed, simply saying that we think that slavery should not be expanded into the Western territories.
And he ran as a moderate. I mean, I know, and you emphasize this in your book. The book is called The Zealot and the Emancipator, and it's fascinating to read and beautifully written, like all of H.W. Brand's books. You emphasize the fact that he was selected to be the Republican nominee, not because simply because of his eloquence and brilliance, but because he was a more moderate candidate who could be successful in swing states at the time, like Illinois and Indiana.
Exactly. So by the late 1850s, it was very clear from just looking at the map of the Electoral College that the Republicans if they nominated a reasonable candidate, a safe candidate, they would win. The Democratic Party had split between the Northern Wing and the Southern Wing. So the Democrats were in disarray. The Republicans would win the White House if they selected a safe choice. Now, there were people who were much more forward, much more vocal on the emancipation issue than Lincoln, who were much closer to John Brown. But those people might scare away folks who otherwise would accept a Republican candidate. And so Lincoln was chosen precisely as the safe choice. And, in fact, he was the safe choice, and he won the election to the White House. He won a strong majority in the Electoral College, but his was a very sectional victory. He got less than 40% of the popular vote, and he got no electoral votes from the South at all. So Southerners responded to this by saying, he's not our president.
And what happened, of course, is the story of the Civil War, which this book shows leading up to. One of the things that I found fascinating in your book that I didn't know was some of the turbulent life for Justice Roger Brooke Tawney, whose statues are, it seems to me, deservedly being removed in various places, that led up to the Dred Scott decision, that awful decision that said that people of color had no rights, zero rights. Even when they were liberated. The book is called The Zealot and the Emancipator. What's the next project, H.W.?
Well, so this book is about the era of the Civil War. My next book is about the era of the American Revolution, but it's called America's First Civil War because I focus on the confrontation between the Patriots and the Loyalists. The point that I draw out there, we tend to look on the American Revolution as Americans against the British. And it was that, but it was only some of the Americans. In fact, the bitterest fighting was between American patriots, the ones who wanted independence, and American loyalists who didn't want independence. So I examine that.
Exactly. And that fighting, particularly where some of the war crimes in the Revolution actually occurred. All fascinating stuff. We'll have to have you back and back for the new book, certainly. H.W. Brand's The Zealot and the Emancipator. It's posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, one more lesson that you learn from this important book we were just talking about, The Zealot and the Emancipator, is what contributed greatly to the Civil War and making the Civil War happen was not John Brown's raid itself. I mean, most of the people who died in that raid were John Brown. He died because he was executed afterward. Several of his sons died in the raid itself. And he, again, liberated not a single slave, nothing. But what happened is John Brown was made a hero by some extreme abolitionists in the North. And that so terrified the South, the idea that their fellow countrymen would admire and express admiration for this fanatic who was in favor of literally murdering, dragging people from their beds and killing them if they were wrong on the issue of slavery. That made some people, including thoughtful people, believe in the South that they had no alternative but secession. I mention all that because there's a new piece in the Washington Examiner, and it's based on a study by Engagius, which is with a sports and leisure research group. They just did a study of American attitudes. And it says this, 64% of Americans are more stressed than a month ago. 61% expect they'll be more stressed a month from now. A month from now, the election will be long over. 58% are stockpiling and plan to stockpile food and other essentials. 61% say they're concerned about a second civil war. And listen to this. This is just appalling. In your opinion, please indicate the likelihood of the following to happen. The results of this election will plunge our country into violent anarchy and chaos. And it's close to half of people in every group. In every segment of the population, it's among middle-aged people, it's 47%. 47% think that violent chaos is likely to happen. The one thing that they didn't ask people about is, do you think that's a good thing? Because obviously, if everybody's so afraid of this, somebody has to think it's a good thing. And this brings me back to what we were talking about before, which is this lengthy, very alarming article in The New Yorker about how the flag has now become, yes, Old Glory, the regular American flag. I'm not talking about the Betsy Ross flag or the Gadsden flag or the Confederate flag. I'm talking about the American flag, the symbol of our country for which our fathers, in my case, literally my father, and grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and grandmothers, and I mean, Americans have fought for this flag and died for it. And the piece in The New Yorker about how the flag has become so divisive concludes with a description of another Vietnam vet who's a Trump supporter who often sports a red hard hat with MAGA written on it in black marker. He stood on the sidewalk with an American flag, waving the American flag. He also wore a handgun and a body cam, and he carried pepper spray just in case. And a man walked up to him, and he repeatedly whacked the Trump supporter's pickup truck with a shovel. The Trump fan confronted him with a pepper spray, later saying that he believed the attack occurred because the guy had been provoked by the flag itself. Is this really something to look forward to? And that people believe that the election is going to be accompanied by, quote, violence, guns, batons and Molotov cocktails? Is there anybody out there where you think that that should be necessary or that's a good thing? Jeremy just sent me a message which says one of my neighbors flew the U.S. flag upside down after Trump was elected. And the neighbors around the house responded in kind and put up regular flags and a Marine flag. Well, a Marine flag's a pretty regular flag, but the division in the country, what is it over exactly? I mean, once upon a time you could say, okay, we were bitterly divided over the redefinition of marriage. But now His Holiness, Pope Francis II, has decided and announced it in the course of a documentary movie that the church should accept civil unions among gay couples. And again, not abandoning the traditional Bible-based opposition to gay sexuality, but coming an awfully long way in that direction. If you're in favor of civil unions, and he's of course expressed some of that that support in the past, but tonight when they're dealing with this debate, I think one of the things that that the candidates ought to be asked to confront, both of them, is what do you do in the next 4 years to try to calm things down a little bit? Maybe Trump went a little bit in that direction. In his town hall last night, he gave an interesting and somewhat unexpected answer when he was asked about systemic racism in police departments. This is clip eight, Jeremy.
Is there systemic racism within police departments, and is there any sort of retraining that they need with given the new world we live in?
Well, I mean, that's always the question you get asked, is there, and I guess there probably is, and that's very sad. There is, and I think there's not much, or hopefully there's not much. But don't forget, a lot of our police departments are made up of Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans. I mean, really, it's not like it was 20, 25 years ago, I guess, but I guess there always is, and it's a shame. It's a shame. But we have to respect our police, and we have to let them do their job.
Okay, that's an entirely reasonable, it seems to me, and unifying answer. When he says, I guess there is, I mean, to say there's systemic racism, I'm not sure I agree with that, but the president was basically trying to back away from an unnecessary argument at this stage of the campaign. Coming up, there is a great deal to talk about as we get ready for this debate. It's counting down the hours. I guess we're 4 hours away now. And Vanity Fair has this headline, which I mentioned before, which we will get to. F your feelings. In Trump's America, the partisan battle flag is the new stars and stripes. And do they mean that now it is a partisan battle flag that people embrace and pledge loyalty to? One of the things that disturbed me is I found out that they have, as part of QAnon, which is a sickness and an illness, and it's a disgusting aspect of what's happening to the Republican Party. But with QAnon, they have a digital soldier's oath of loyalty that you're supposed to take. To have an oath of loyalty to even a political party is ridiculous, but an oath of loyalty to a conspiracy theory? Reports are that Michael Flynn, who is still dealing with some legal problems, has actually taken the digital soldier's oath of loyalty to QAnon, which would be very problematic in his regard. The talk about the debate tonight, debate about the rules, and the idea, by the way, that the debate agency basically changed the rules, they didn't. What they changed is basically an ability to enforce the rules. Because never before did they say, okay, somebody is going to speak for 2 minutes and has 2 minutes to answer, and you can interrupt all you want. You're not supposed to interrupt. We'll see how that goes tonight. And much, much more. The Trump path to victory, also worth considering, as suggested by the New York Times. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.